Hello, and welcome to For Good, Central Indiana Community Foundation's podcast highlighting stories about passion, purpose, and progress in Marion and Hamilton counties. Today, a look at a transformative workshop presented by child advocates called Undoing Racism. For several Marion and Hamilton County agencies, this innovative program is changing business as usual, opening eyes, hearts, and minds of staff and volunteers.
My first husband was white, and I have a white child with my first husband. My second husband was Jim Dunn, and I have a black child with Jim Dunn.
This is Diana Dunn. She is white and has a multiracial family.
Even though those children got in me the same way, spent the same 9 months in me, came out of me the same way, I have seen every institution in this country treat my two children differently. I know that racism is alive and well in the United States, in every institution.
Nearly 40 years ago, Diana Dunn became a founding member of the People's Institute for Survival and Beyond, helping people, communities, and organizations all over the world work to undo the impact of institutional racism.
Historically and statistically, white people do better in every institution. That's the way it will stay if you don't address racism.
It's a critical job. Research shows hard work and determination no longer guarantee upward mobility or the American dream. And people of color, including black Americans, face particular challenges. Black children are more likely to be born into poverty, and those reared at the bottom of the income scale remain stuck there as adults. Dozens of factors influence this racial mobility gap, such as labor discrimination and bias in the justice system.
One only has to look around the waiting room at our court to understand how race plays a part in our child welfare system and in our juvenile justice system. In just one month, 70% of the children who came into the system new were African American. And I was astonished by that.
Cindy Booth is the director of Child Advocates of Marion County. It represents children in the system suffering from abuse and neglect. It was a story from a Texas caseworker that raised Booth's awareness of institutional racism.
So the story that Joyce James tells, when she was head of the Texas DCS, that she realized that both black and white case managers, when they were going to a certain zip code, would put the baby's car seat in their car, presuming that they were going to remove children.
In Indianapolis, Booth noticed similar decisions being made. And at times, there were more than twice the number of African American children in the welfare system.
When I started looking at disproportionality beyond an intellectual exercise, but looking at how it affected individual children that we represent, I kept hearing about this group called the People's Institute. And so I did a little bit of research and sent some folks to summits around our state.
Booth brought the People's Institute and their powerful two-day workshop called Undoing Racism to Central Indiana. Here's Dustin Washington leading a recent workshop.
And one of the things we have to be able to do is not just be what we are against, but start to build towards what we are for.
The Undoing Racism workshops blend information and historical perspectives with individual reflection, soul searching in a safe environment.
We come into this room strongly believing and knowing that everyone in this room has some base of knowledge, some base of understanding from their experiences. And our job is to pull out that information and contextualize that information.
Who attends? Social workers, educators, activists, and executives like Brian Payne, CEO and president of the Central Indiana Community Foundation, who was seeking ways to improve opportunities in the communities he serves.
First of all, you know, we're going to be working on things in the community that knowledge needs to be really understood by our board and our staff. And we need to respect the different perspectives, but we need to understand the truth. And this Undoing Racism workshop helps us give us a baseline for all of that.
One of CICF's goals over the next decade is that every person in Central Indiana should have the same chance to grow, thrive, and succeed, no matter their zip code, the makeup of their family, or their race. So Payne decided to send CICF staff to Undoing Racism workshops.
They do a fantastic job of kind of laying out the history of race in America and talking about how racial inequity kind of embedded itself in American society.
Tamara Winfrey Harris is the vice president of CICF's communication and marketing department.
It gets a little personal, which can be tense. You know, they talk to the African-American participants about how racial biases have worked their way into the ways we see ourselves and each other. They also talk to, say, white participants about the ways that privilege has embedded itself in their identities. So when you ask why CICF had its staff go through undoing racism, it's we've got this big job in making Central Indiana a great place to live and work and play. And in order to do that, we have to make sure it's that for everyone.
Pamela Ross participated. She's a community investment officer for CICF.
I understand the issue of racism. I've lived with it and I've seen it. So I understand that issue, but not necessarily how the issue of racism can be turned into a positive that moves things forward. What I remember the most is saying, you know, you didn't build the house, but you live in it. And so there's a responsibility to take care of it. We have a responsibility to make a change or clean it up or keep it up.
Nearly 2,000 people in Central Indiana have taken part in the Undoing Racism workshops. Reverend Charles Harrison participated and was interviewed for the documentary Child Advocates Undoing Racism.
In the room, you know, you kind of got a sense of the challenges that we face in this country and really trying to undo racism. I certainly am leaving today hopeful because I do believe that this is something that we can undo in this country, and I'm hopeful for my children and my children's children.
In the 2 days that we've been together, people have left this room transformed and will hopefully, I believe, do their part to help make Indiana and consequently this country a more just and equitable place for everybody.
We've been doing it for 40 years. And what is important to us is making sure everybody stays in the room and gets the analysis and liberates themselves from the way that they used to think. So that I think it comes through to people that we really do care, that you stay with us and that you change.
And that caring shows at Child Advocates of Marion County, where all judicial officers have attended an Undoing Racism workshop. As a result, Judge Marilyn Moores says she sees less disproportionality of African-American children in juvenile court.
Yes, it is making a change. It certainly changed my lens on how I look at each individual case, and I believe that it has changed the lenses of the other judicial officers as well. It makes us sensitive to things that we weren't even necessarily aware of.
I think it's really important when I say I'm a voice for a child, I'm a voice for every child. And that means looking at every aspect of that child's life, including race and how racism may have affected that child.
Undoing racism is also making a difference at CICF, where the goal is to bridge the opportunity gaps in Central Indiana, including the ones caused by race.
We're going to be focusing on this idea of how to get people opportunity. And that if they do work hard, and if they are disciplined, and they are, you know, resilient and persevere, that they can make it.
Today, CICF is working towards a new strategic plan to launch in 2018. And thanks to improved sensitivity from the Undoing Racism workshops, it's a plan that assures that every Central Indiana resident has the opportunity to thrive and succeed.
As a community foundation, we're not going to say we're going to fix racism in America. But to get opportunity, we have to understand where the systems of racism have existed, and we have to break those barriers down. And we have to change those systems. We have to make those systems fairer for everybody.
That's today's episode. If you liked what you heard today, we hope you'll subscribe to For Good on your favorite podcast app. And while you're there, don't forget to leave us a review. Next month on For Good, we'll learn why Women's Fund of Central Indiana, a special interest fund of CICF, is initiating important conversations about mental health in Central Indiana cities, foundations, corporations, and on college campuses.